Now, Uganda has joined the rest of the world to mark this year's World Day Against Child Labour under the national theme, Accelerating Action to End Child Labour, Dignity and Full Potential of Every Child, with national commemorations taking place in Maiga District. The event seeks to raise awareness and strengthen efforts to eliminate child labour. Now, Chimtai Sindia from the Ministry of Gender, Labour and Social Development says government is working with local governments, schools, employers and communities to strengthen labour inspections, enforce child protection laws and keep children in schools.
Stakeholders on ground and those are mostly the labour officers, we carry out inspections and check out workplaces. When we visit these workplaces, we educate employers on the dangers of child labour, and when we find a place that's employing children, we take several measures. The first one is we warn them and tell them to stop. And if they continue, we actually have the power as labor. These are our inspectors to close the workplace.
An estimated 6.2 million children, approximately 39.5% of these aged 5 to 17 in Uganda, are engaged in child labor. This reflects a surge driven by poverty, inflation and disruptions to schooling. The vast majority of these children are concentrated in the agricultural sector, with over half working under highly hazardous conditions. In the same development, a section of child rights activists have warned government against digital child labor, a new trend of child exploitation, as Uganda joins the rest of the world today to celebrate the World Child Labor Day. According to Hadija Mwaje, the executive director of High Sound for Children, under this form of violence, children exploited and abused in videos that are shared online.
There is a new term, kid influencer, where we have parents and guardians using young people to generate likes, to get money, views. It is not right. Internationally, there is a gap. It is a gray zone in terms of definition of digital child labor, but also the regulations around it. But we all know that child protection is key. We need to protect children. We need to stop using children for our own interests.